Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Hey, everybody. Had a bit of a snafu this week. Andy was recording from the wrong mic, and we didn't realize it till we were done with the show, so a third of the talking is going to sound like shit this week. Sorry. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh, but you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about the Avengers movie, eventually. Noah sees Men in Black 3, Andy enjoys himself some dubstep, and there's an unofficial tan fight of Superman versus the Hulk. And when you hear this sound...
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Motherfuckers.
Fatherfuckers. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast. All right.
Brotherfuckers. Sisterfuckers.
Tanfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
This feels like a brand new day.
We're starting over. We're rebooting this shit. Spider-Man can do it, so can we.
Yep. We're getting Tobey Maguire in on this shit.
If the entire DC universe can do it, so can we.
So, Indiana Jones. Who saw Indiana Jones in the Crystal Skull? Anyone?
So, I have this like weird rash. Oh, I'm sorry, we were talking about Indiana Jones.
Why? Oh, was that your attempt to get us off topic?
Yes.
I was just so
horrible.
Random and forced.
Yeah.
That's like, that's how Andy likes to do it. That's how he likes to have sex. It's like, I like a random enforced.
Yeah.
And that's why he's going to prison.
And he'll get lots of random enforced sex.
Yeah. So, anyone else see Avengers?
Oh, wait, you actually did see Avengers. You're being serious.
Yes, I did. Almost didn't. Really, almost didn't.
Why did you almost not see it?
My wife had not been feeling terribly well that morning, and I had been, like, trying to remind her, hey, we're going to go see the Avengers. We got a sitter coming. Avengers sitter. And then it was like, time to go, and she was not ready to go. And
what? I wonder what that's like.
I am much better now, sir.
Allegedly.
Yes.
That's easy to say when you're all the way across the country. Oh, yeah, I'm doing things awesome. You can't tell, but I did. And I have a secret girlfriend in Canada. Don't worry about me.
I'm doing all right.
She's a model.
And she cooks me bacon.
And she does ass to mouth. I'm just saying.
I know you said ass to mouth, but for a second I thought you said, and she does XML.
Like, and I thought you said she does X amount. I was like, all right, well, that sounds like Andy.
Yeah.
She does XML. You know, some coding. She whips up some websites for me.
How much does she do? X, where X is an integer of work. Yeah. So
Avengers.
I was maybe a bit of a dick, and it's like,
what?
Like always every fucking movie, you're always the last one to get ready. Like, I'm ready, Drew's ready, the sitter here, she's ready. Why aren't you ready?
Wait, you said this, like, for the sitter?
No, oh. No, I said this upstairs. Sitter was downstairs with the kid.
Gotcha.
She was like, huh, well, were you shitting your guts out a second ago? Like, no, but still, you could have been ready before then. You could have just been wiping right now. She's like, I don't think I want to go with you. So, somehow I, like, calmed myself down.
Like, all right, bye.
Yeah. I almost did. There was the horrible little voice in the back of my head. It was like, fuck it, I'm seeing Avengers today. And the better part of me was like, okay, calm down, asshole. Make nice. So we wound up driving quite a ways further away from our home, and then killing about an hour. Because apparently, like, all of the movie theaters around here all run the movies, like, exactly the same time. So when we missed one showing, we missed all of them. There was no, like, well, we'll drive to a movie theater that's 15 minutes away, and it's got one that starts in half an hour, and that'll be fine. So, yeah, we just went and sat in the movie theater for a while.
Generally, the movies, they start the movies on around the same time. Not always, but...
Quite annoying. Because you're like, oh, if I can see one that starts... Because we were going to see Avengers on a Sunday. Because we were trying to see it with Jeff Miranda. But I'm like, so if we can find one that starts... we had a really tight time schedule that day. So we're like, if we can find one that starts at noon or 12:30, somewhere around there, that would be good. Everything was either at 11, which was too early, or 1:30, which was too late.
Yep. Yeah, we were kind of in the same boat, so called the sitter up and I was like, hey, can you stay for a little while longer? She's like, sure, I'll make extra money.
Like, I'm baller.
So we went and saw Avengers and loved it.
No, I didn't love it?
I didn't love it. I enjoyed it.
You know,
piece of shit.
You're a joyless asshole.
I know.
And I hate you.
You know, I got some other sad news for you, Andy. I'm probably going to go get Borderlands 2 for PS3. How about that, buddy?
You're dead to me. So, everybody, welcome to TACCast.
Why would it make you upset that he's getting Borderlands 2 for the PS3?
Because I want him to get it for Xbox so we can play together.
But he's never getting anything for the Xbox so you can play together.
Yes, I'm realizing this, Tim. That was sort of my last hope. I was like, Borderlands, because I play, and my brother plays, and our friend David with cancer plays. Come on, Noah.
Is that how you refer to him? Because that's not cool.
David has cancer. He needs extra Borderlands friends.
Well, what if I'm playing and we're at a big boss and he dies? And not in the game, I mean
wow,
in real life.
I was gonna say, he'll respawn.
Really? That's a little too dark for you, Tim?
I don't know this friend. You don't know this friend.
That makes it...
Why are you wishing for his death?
I don't wish for his death. I did not say I hope he dies.
No, I was simply planning ahead for his death.
I hope he kicks cancer's ass. Like you with General Knox and Borderlands. How about that?
He's been doing better.
Good.
I hope he continues to do better. Especially since he has a baby shower going on right now.
See, he needs to live for his children.
He has cancer and he's pregnant?
Yes. He's a medical miracle.
Wow.
He may be pregnant with cancer. We don't know yet. The ultrasounds aren't in. Like, is it a boy or a girl? It's a tumor!
Huzzah.
What color do you paint a room for tumor? Gray?
I like to pick a mauve.
Okay. Seems nice. Because what you really don't want your tumor to do is to wake up and be overstimulated and just cry all night.
Really? Certain colors overstimulate the baby?
That theory. I don't know.
Okay.
They're trying to throw out facts and then backing off when called on them.
I'm just saying, they're basically like lungfish. All the stuff that I read about them, I'm like, fucking nobody knows. They can't explain their internal state.
I'll give Andy that.
They are tubes with meat in the middle. You put food in one end, shit comes out the other, and all the rest of it just makes a lot of noise.
Your mom makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, she does.
Ooh.
Speaking of awkward first dates.
What the fuck?
That was one of our things from last week that we didn't get to. I think it was Adam asked us about our most awkward first date.
Yep.
I feel like we covered that.
No, we mentioned it, but we didn't actually talk about it.
Well, no.
He means the previous episode, I think.
Didn't you tell that the time where you met that person that didn't look like their picture?
Oh, was that awkward first dates that we're talking about?
I mean, I can't think of why you would have brought it up.
Because we enjoy swimming in our own pain.
No, because I feel like we each told a story. I could be wrong.
Well,
yeah,
what was your
so.
Awkward first date then?
That's a good question.
I think mine was probably the story of the date with R2.
Oh, yeah. Did you say R2?
Yes.
D2?
No. I was friends with a girl whose last name started with R. She had a coworker who had the same first name and the last name that also started with R. So because they couldn't just be, Fred A and Fred B, they were R1 and R2. Like, at work and amongst themselves and whatever. I think that they had been roommates at one point, too. But they were no longer. And they thought that she and I would hit it off really well. And I met her, and she was pretty. And she seemed interesting. And then that was the one where I found out that it was like, talking about, hey, what's the craziest thing you did? And she was like, well, I stayed out late once. Like, oh, yeah, this has gotten awkward.
I do remember that. I don't remember you referring to her once in the story and of the episode as R2.
I don't believe I did.
You piece of shit.
You should dilate your pupils.
I'm sitting in a darkened room now. That's probably already done.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I can't feel like I can think of an awkward date that just stands out. I mean, I think when I was younger and I tried to go on dates, it was just all awkward.
Yeah.
Like, none more awkward than the others.
Every first date I went on was magic. I was like, hello, ladies. Sorry, Noah. I realized midway through talking I was talking over you, but I decided to finish my sentence to help myself out in editing.
Well, blah, blah, blah.
And blah, blah, blah to you, too.
It's like a fuck beer.
I meant you could go back to your sentence.
That was it.
I didn't hear your sentence.
Oh, I forgot what I was saying now. like none more awkward than the others.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Try not interrupting me. Maybe I won't forget.
I can't not interrupt you if you talk so slowly and you wait to talk before I'm talking.
You know, I felt like episodes 199 and 200 were like we were on our game. It's like, we have found a new rhythm. Nope. Today we found the old rhythm. It goes, fail, fail, fail.
Yeah, so I can't think of, if you want to tell one, not Andy, Tim, maybe I'll think of something.
See, I don't know if I would have told that as an awkward first date story, because it wasn't really the girl who didn't look like her picture.
Maybe it's when you met someone online. That's what it was.
Yes.
And that just happened to be
and
an awkward story.
I never even saw a picture.
Okay. I feel like you were surprised about how she looked, though. Like, it didn't live up to
Yes, quite.
Okay.
So, Tim, awkward? Didn't match picture?
What?
I said didn't match picture? You were...
Well, that may not...
She didn't have a picture. That's my point. Okay. That's why I don't think I would have told that. And I've already told that story. So, I'm trying to think of whether or not the story I'm thinking of counts as a first date. Because there was a girl me and Andy met in Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
Who, unbeknownst to me, had a boyfriend the entire time that we were sort of flirting with each other.
Yes.
But then when we came back, we went out. Oh, nope, that wasn't a first date. That's too bad.
Finish the story anyway, dick sneeze.
Wow, Angry Andy is pretty defanged.
I know. I don't feel well.
You never feel well. That is the fucking linchpin of Tancast. You never feel well. You're tired. You were sick. You were shitting. Blah.
Andy, are you taking care of yourself, buddy?
No, clearly not.
I try to, but once again, fucking
my
junior...
wife says I'm not nice.
What?
Once again.
That is shocking.
Fuck it.
No, sorry, Andy. What do you say once again?
So once again, Junior decided to wake up in the middle of the night and then wake me up. Like, he just popped fully awake. Like, I have to pee! And then he wanted to run around the house and jump on my fucking head and talk really loud and...
I don't mean that. Are you eating well? Are you going for a walk every day?
Yeah, I try. Okay. I've been trying to eat better. I've been trying to go for a walk every day.
I worry about you, buddy. I want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah, being out of that, like, 12 hours between the time that I leave and the time that I come home and then taking Junior off my wife's hands, it's been stressful. And fucking that kid will not fucking let me sleep on weekends, so I wind up the whole week dragging ass, and then I get to the weekend, it's like, finally, but no.
You have 12-hour days with work?
Well, I work like an hour plus away from where I live, so commute, 9 hours commute. So it's like if I leave the house at 8, I get home at like 7:30. That's one reason why recording on Thursday nights was causing issues, and why we're recording on a Saturday. And have thus missed noting the fact that we passed our 4-year anniversary.
We did! Because
we were originally going to record on the same day.
Pity party of one. Pity party of one. Table is ready. Pity party of one.
Tim is mean.
I thought that'd be funny.
you're just hateful, Tim.
I don't have time for your shit.
I'm sorry, but Andy got all indignant that I interrupted his story, and I was like, "Fuck you." I guess I'll never be able to tell my story.
It wasn't that. It was fuck it. It's not that important. I'm not going to stress about getting the sentence out.
It is important, buddy. You're important. I don't know why that's funny, Tim.
My baby just tripped my wife.
All right, that's funny.
That is funny. thank you, Tim. You've improved my mood.
Take it down by a baby.
Ninja kick!
And she's topless.
All right. Take pictures.
No, I'm not going to take pictures, you skeezy fuck.
That sounds like one of my fantasies. Not specifically.
One of your fantasies is
no, not specifically with your wife.
Topless?
Just babies tripping topless women.
One of your fantasies is a topless woman tripping?
Over a baby.
Over a baby.
Over a baby?
Yeah.
You have issues.
I didn't say it was sexual. It was just a fantasy.
You said you didn't say it was sexual. Just a fantasy.
Yeah.
And then she has a broadsword and kills a dragon.
Yeah. And then Merlin shows up.
Good old Merlin.
And Sherlock Holmes comes in riding a unicorn.
All right, this is where I get off.
Exactly. So then it becomes sexual.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean.
I know you did. I mean, dirty birdie.
I'm tugging my pud right now. This very second.
So Avengers.
Wait, you didn't tell the story of the Hawaii girl.
Who gives a shit?
I give a shit.
Interrupt me. Oh, woe is me.
You know, I think awkward first date, I can pick the fact that I was trying to fall on her friend grenade for you.
That wasn't a date, though. That was a meeting.
No, because her friend kept, like, trying to snuggle up with me. And I was like, all right, I'm just here to keep you amused while my buddy tries to get some.
That is not true. She wasn't trying to snuggle up with you. She was trying to get away from you.
She was just trying to be friends with you so you wouldn't eat her.
Oh, yes.
She's like, maybe if I'm nice to him, he won't eat me.
Spare me, giant man.
You look a little peakish.
Peckish.
Whatever. Peak, peck.
Oh, so we're just going to be able to make up extra words?
Yeah. I'm just throwing out there.
All right, Noah, you're a shirt head.
Sweet.
Oh, no,
same
he didn't.
Thing.
I've always wanted to be a shirt head.
Called you a shirt head, son. You going to go out like that, like a bitch?
I think so.
Noah, you got yourself a long deck.
I don't even know what that means.
Really? You mispronounced peckish as peakish, so he mispronounced dick as deck. What he's doing is taking words and pronouncing them wrong and using them.
I'm using other words that are also words and fitting them into the wrong places.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough. So, Avengers. Which Noah didn't love because he's dead.
Inside.
To me.
And out.
All around.
Oh, I hear a baby.
That's my baby.
I hear a happy baby.
That is a happy baby. He's about to go to Starbucks. He's super excited.
Oh.
Give him some caffeine.
Is he going to give himself a caramel frap?
Nope. He's probably just going to flirt with all the ladies he sees there, because that's his M.O.
All right. He's little pimpin'.
Ladies love cool Michael.
That's why you should take him to Starbucks.
No. I don't want any of those ladies.
Not even one of them?
Nope. A little bit? Well, the one that's going to take him to Starbucks, but she comes back here, so it works out.
Plus, she's occasionally topless in front of you.
And trips over babies.
Why mommy be tripping?
Me?
Yeah, you are the reason mommy be tripping. Oh, would you like to get down? All right, good to see you.
Get down, get down.
Jungle
get
boogie.
Get down, get down. Ah. So, Avengers.
Never heard of it.
I've been told by other people that, I think, in fact, one of you guys told me, too, that the Hulk kind of steals the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, but, like when the Hulk hulks out, like, it's fucking on. And it was true.
Well, I think in general... Joyful. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard for something that big to happen, the Hulk hulking out, and it not to be like, oh, shit's going down! Because that's kind of like, that's his M.O., stuff happens, then he hulks out, and then guys get tossed through plate glass.
Hang on a second. I'm going to help my wife so she doesn't have to do all this by herself.
Excellent. So now, while Tim's gone, do you want to talk about the humble indie bundle?
Well, first of all, I think in general people say that Mark Ruffalo Bruce Banner / the Hulk stole the show. Not just him hulking out, but just him, how they handled the Hulk overall, I think people really liked.
I was worried because I'd really enjoyed Edward Norton's turn. I was like, why the fuck they recast it again?
Because Edward Norton's a jerk face.
Well, apparently Edward Norton wanted a ton of money. But yeah, Mark Ruffalo, quite excellent. I think he took it from, like, Edward Norton seemed like the little guy who everybody wants to pick on and bully because he's little. And Mark Ruffalo was more like nerdy, kind of, you know, bookish, maybe a little pudgy.
I do find, though, that especially how they do it in the comics, that Edward Norton was better looked more like Bruce Banner that I've seen, like kind of scrawny.
Yeah. Whereas, most of the Bruce Banners I've seen, it's he's little.
Yeah, and whereas Mark Ruffalo, he looks like he's, you know, he could take himself in a fight even as Bruce Banner. Like, he could handle himself.
Yeah. Well, in one of the many Hulk retcons, they'd, God, we're still talking about Avengers. Well, Tim's not here.
Yeah, it's fine.
in one of the many retcons, I think that they had they'd had Bruce Banner. I don't think it was murder, but I think it was like manslaughter. Kill his abusive father on his mother's grave. Like he'd gone there because it was like the anniversary of her death, and his dad had killed her, and he blocked that out of his head, and then he. Like, he attacked his dad, and his dad, like, hit the gravestone and broke his neck.
Wow.
So the implication was, like, that the Hulk was always there. That the only thing that the Gamma accident did was allow that rage and that danger to physically manifest.
Ah, so it's kind of like how, you know, Bruce Banner can control the Hulk can control Bruce Banner? Is that what
you... Yeah, it's like, it was like that, that Hulk was always a... like an alternate personality, I guess.
Right. But I mean, one that's... I'm trying to describe. Well, I guess, are they sometimes aware of each other? I guess sometimes they are, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know, the human mind's a tricksy thing.
It is.
Anyways, Humble Bundle, we'll come back to Avengers when Tim gets back.
He's back.
Oh, Tim is back.
Oh, shit. Well, never mind. No video games for us this week.
Yeah, you fuck your Humble Bundle. You get back to the goddamn Avengers.
Okay, well, let me, as long as I've mentioned it, everybody, no. HumbleBundle.com.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Humble Bundle spelled exactly like you think. Pay what you will and get Amnesia, The Dark Descent, Psychonauts, Limbo, and Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP. Like, literally pay whatever you want. You want to pay a penny, you get those four games. Pay more than the average, and you also get Bastion. They are all DRM-free. They all work on Windows and Mac
and Linux.
And if you want to do them on Windows and Mac, they also unlock via Steam. So right now the average is under $8, so you can pay $8 and get five apparently excellent games. I can only speak personally for three of them. But Bastion, Psychonauts, and Limbo are all
go get it while it's hot. Tim's going to go buy it right now.
You got 2 total weeks. 2 of those days have already elapsed. By the time you hear it, it'll probably be 3. So, humblebundle.com. Go get your game on, son.
The best part about being the editor is I can just loop that part where I was going, so that it covers your entire thing, and I don't have to expend the energy to do it.
Yes, I know that. You know what else you can do? You can also speed me up so that I talk really fast. And then I talk super fast.
When you were talking about when you proposed to your wife, and yeah. You were explaining why you used a CD with multiple tracks on it, you, like, if you listen to that, like, the two pieces of information you need are at the beginning and end of what you said, and I just sped up the middle where you describe how DVD players work for no reason.
Tim, I heard you do that and was like, yes, that was the right thing to do.
It actually took me more time to edit, but I was like, fuck it, we don't need all this.
And it was hilarious that you did it. I was laughing. I'm like, oh, Tim, he's breaking balls. Okay, so they're my balls, but still.
Tim, he loves to break the balls. The baldies, if you will.
I break balls like a guy who breaks balls.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't, girl.
I love the ball breakage.
I did. Mm-hmm.
So, Avengers.
Yeah, so we were talking about Avengers.
We were talking about the Hulk specifically, but...
So, yeah, in the comics, he originally, they had that backstory where Hulk was... Well, I mean, where Banner had anger issues.
Yeah.
Which is what I think Ang Lee tried to play off of and made that goofy, angsty movie.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was still that, you know, dad was abusive and responsible for the mom's death and whatever. That was, I think that was from the same Hulk retcon that I was describing a moment ago. Well, overall, the whole dad experimenting on his own body and on his kid and whatever, that was all Ang Lee only.
What?
Ang Lee only.
How'd he get to be the Red Hulk?
I love that they had a guy whose name is Ang Lee doing a movie about a guy who gets angry.
Red Hulk, I believe, is a totally different Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not David Banner. It's not Bruce Banner?
No.
No, it is not.
And for a while, you didn't know who it was. I don't know. I think the plan was to eventually reveal who it is.
It's been revealed.
Sorry, what was that name?
It's been revealed in the comics, you can tell me.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
Oh, it's Thunderbolt Ross.
Okay.
General Ross?
Yep, General Ross.
Betsy's father?
Betsy's father.
And did they explain how he became that way?
I think it was he was trying to, like, enhance himself so that he could take the Hulk down and then, like, kind of blacked out about that whole thing. But, yeah, he's the Red Hulk.
And can he change back and forth, or is he stuck as Red Hulk?
I think he was stuck as Red Hulk for a while, but I think now he can change back and forth. But I haven't checked out a Hulk comic in a while. So
you're not going to be able to answer the further question if he changes back and forth when he's angry or when he's like, Hulkicus Changicus.
No, I can't answer that question.
Hulkicus.
I also don't know if he keeps the bitchin' mustache now.
Does he really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I think the Hulk with a big, like, you know, white toothbrush mustache would be awesome.
Me too.
I want to say there was a what-if where General Ross was the Hulk, and I think he did keep the mustache.
Now, see, if the Red Hulk had kept the mustache, then that probably would have been a really clear indication of who the Red Hulk was.
But I want to say in TV iteration, when David Banner had a beard, the Hulk did not. Odd.
Yes.
Well, now I have to go to my comic shelf and see if I can find it.
Turns out, so the Red Hulk, however, does become stronger with... Oh, does not become stronger with anger, but rather emits increasing levels of heat.
Hmm.
And can emit heat at will from his eyes during non-enraged periods.
Yes, he did have the mustache, but his face was so big it wasn't as huge.
He can augment his powers by absorbing various types of energy such as gamma radiation.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I liked that this movie and the last movie, the Hulk was voiced by Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, although in this movie it's like a blend of his voice and Ruffalo's voice.
Is it?
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Realize it now.
Realize it. Do you realize it?
And I think that the Hulk gets one of the best one-liners in the whole movie. And I don't want to say what it is because it's so spoilery.
Bitches be tripping.
Bitches be tripping. That's it, Tim.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been spoiled. I feel like a lot of people like that part. But maybe people aren't talking. Well, at least I know Doug has talked about it. Doug loves movies. Doug Benson.
Yeah. He did. And it took him weeks, too. Because he just finally did it, like, this week.
Yep. So there you go.
But I still don't want to be spoiler.
But yeah, I will watch it again once it comes out on the DVD or the Blu-ray.
So are you saying you did not like that part, Noah?
No, I like that part. The one part I thought was weird, I mean, I don't think this is really spoilery, is when he punched Thor for no reason. I mean, well, not no reason.
As soon as you started saying that, one part that I thought was weird, I was like, oh, take this, I know what Noah's thinking.
I mean, someone pointed out, you know, something, I was like, oh, I guess that kind of makes sense, but it still seems kind of random.
I believe it was me who pointed that out. I make okay. sense.
What did you point out about it, Tim?
That they had, the last time he was the Hulk, they had a fight.
Yes.
So maybe Hulk wasn't over it.
Yeah, that's what I took it as. Of like, we beat this thing that we were trying to beat. Now time to show you.
I owe you a sucker punch.
Yep. I love that Hulk doesn't even look at him, just wham! That's the nice thing about the Avengers is they really did bring together a lot of characters that can take a punch.
Crack did a thing called, which they do every so often. If blank was 10 times shorter and 100 times more honest, or maybe 100 times shorter, whatever the phrasing is.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
And one of them was talking about the fight between Iron Man and Captain America and Thor towards the beginning. And at one point, Thor swings his hammer at Captain America, and Captain America blocks it with his shield. And they're like, wait a minute. If I didn't have the shield, you would have just killed me. Were you just ready to straight up murder a human being? No, don't cut away. I want to talk about this. Cut to.
Now, maybe Thor was kind of pulling his punches a little. Maybe he wasn't, like, swinging for squishing.
Swinging for squishy.
Yes.
All right.
I do like that they did point out, like, nobody else can pick up the hammer.
Superman's picked it up.
Well, it's just, like, even in, like, the cartoons or something, like, you'll see, like, a human get hit by, like, some superpowered being, and it's like, there's no way that person would be okay in getting up. Like, oh, okay. I'm good. I just got thrown for a wall. Sorry, what?
Yeah. I think I even pointed it out about the Edward Norton Hulk movie, where Hulk fucking kicks Tim Roth, and he's not just a fine red mist.
Yeah, I mean, he was fucked up, but still, it's like, yeah, it's Hulk. Yeah. You can't go toe-to-toe with Hulk as a human.
Yeah, Hulk would have had to go, like, rip a tree out so that he could get the Tim Roth out from between his legs.
Like, Crack did another article about the Green Lantern.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
I can't remember what the whole article was about, but when it was talking about when he first becomes the Green Lantern and his first he's back on Earth and these three guys are going to jump him because they lost his job or they lost their job because of him, and like they are jumping him, and his first instinct is to just make this huge green fist. He knocks the guy straight through a brick wall. There's no way he survived that. You straight up murdered that guy. Yep. And it's they're never talked about again.
I still want to see that movie.
Oh, spoiler.
I mean, that's fine.
Except, in brightest day, in darkest night, I'll murder any motherfucker who tries to fight.
In brightest day, in darkest night, I'll cut you, bitch! Do something!
Is that like ghetto Green Lantern?
Yep. Yes, Puerto Rican Green Lantern.
Puerto Rican.
Verde Lantern.
I'm gonna materialize a crack pipe.
Well, were you listening, buddy?
Nope. I was just typing in a note for later. Oh, so the end, I guess the intro credits and post credit scenes, what'd you guys think of those?
I kind of had a guess who was going to be the guy pulling the strings behind everything before they showed.
I kind of did too.
Even though I don't know much about that guy.
Yeah.
Or gal.
It's referred to as a he, like, as soon as the character is explained. The thing that freaked me out is the guy that's talking to Loki about the giving him the army, and who is alluding to who the other guy is at first. Mm-hmm. The dude with the extra thumbs. That's Alexis Denisov, and I had no fucking idea. Like, I looked it up later. I was like, holy shit!
That's
it's
what
Wesley
now?
Wyndham Price from Buffy and Angel.
Wait, you're freaking out about who the actor is or who the character is?
The actor.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the character.
Your Skype cut out, so I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't get the very last, like, the end credit scene, so I was like, I don't know why I'm watching this. And then someone explained, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's still, I didn't think it was great. The end credits, like the middle credits scene, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw the middle credits scene, I was like, who the fuck is that? So I was like trying to explain. And Tim?
Yes?
When you said, not that I know a whole hell of a lot. Well, apparently I get the Marvel character that we saw mixed up with the DC character that it is fairly obviously a reference to.
Yes. That's the only reason I know, because those two characters teamed up in a Marvel-DC crossover. And then the DC character double-crossed the Marvel character.
As one would expect.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, so I was like, I was trying to explain the stuff to my wife, and like, half the things I said were right, and half the things I said were DC.
Yeah. I would just like to interpret what our listeners who don't care about comics are hearing right now. Blah, 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 fuck this.
Wait, there's some of our listeners don't care about comic books?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Ah! Our listeners love comics.
Fair enough.
So, were we talking about this at the party, Noah, about how... I mean, is it a spoiler to say who is in the final scene? Because I think, well, depending on how closely you watch Entertainment News, it was sort of reported how they filmed the final scene in the movie.
Oh, you're talking about the very end credit scene?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's really a spoiler. It's just...
Yeah, I don't think that it's spoilery at all.
Okay. So the Avengers are in the scene, all the actors. However, they filmed it after the premiere in one of the foreign countries where it premiered before it premiered in America. They just like, okay, so everybody's here at the premiere. Let's grab you, take you into a studio, and shoot this last scene so that we have an extra scene for the American release. And Chris Evans has grown a bushy beard.
Yes. I was wondering why he had his hand up in front of his face the whole time, and then I went and looked it up online.
Yep, like someone was like, is that a statement why he's not eating? Yes, it's a statement on his fake face.
Yes.
And apparently
he's wearing a prosthetic jaw.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, I heard somewhere that he had like, a fake bottom of his face, but he also was covering up with his fist or hand.
Yeah. I think it would have been hilarious for him just to have like, a huge bushy beard out of nowhere.
No, sir. Of course, like, you will. You always think things that are horrible show are hilarious.
Like what? I'm Captain America. I'm Superman. I grow a beard in like 30 seconds. I know I was just in another scene without a beard.
And I'm always, and in the chronology, I'll be in a scene after this without a beard.
That's true.
So yeah, I like the movie a lot. This is way better than Indiana Jones, for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I hope they keep letting Joss Whedon do like all the Avengers.
Yeah, but I doubt he would want to just make that his career now. Now I direct Marvel's Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joss Whedon, I just rewatched Firefly. It's a good movie. That's all.
Serenity?
Yeah.
Serenity?
Yeah, that too.
Firefly would be the TV show.
Yes, yes, yes. I know.
I've never seen any of Firefly. Firefly.
Firefly.
Firefly.
What's his name? Is a good villain. I don't remember the villain's name, but I liked
Batman.
Him. No, not Batman.
Surprising.
Black guy.
Batman?
No.
Oh, you mean the operative?
Yeah. Much liked how he was played.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he's so polite. Also psychotic.
Yeah. Psychotic and just will fucking kill you.
Yes.
I wish they would make more of that. Another movie would be awesome. I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Yeah. I do love that Nathan Fillion keeps referencing Firefly in various episodes of Castle.
I have not watched Castle. But I believe you.
There was a Halloween episode where he dressed up as, Mal Reynolds.
Is that his character's name?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could have just
said that. And his daughter in Castle is like, Dad, again? He's like, what? I'm a space cowboy. I love this outfit.
I like in The Last House, House makes reference to Dead Poets Society.
I missed that.
I still gotta watch it.
He literally says Dead Poets Society. It's not like he did it suddenly.
Well, I don't remember it then.
You're a piece of shit. How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
How about it?
And for those who don't know, it's significant because the actor who plays Wilson was in Dead Poets Society.
Yes, he was. Holy shit.
Oh, Wilson.
Good job, Tim.
Yay for me, knowing things!
I saw...
Stuff and things!
I saw MIB3 last night.
How was that? I have heard that it's like, it seems like they were writing it while they were shooting it.
Perhaps. I don't know. I just went along for the ride. I enjoyed it. I didn't think a lot about it. I was just like...
Did you like it better than Avengers?
No.
All right, then.
Avengers is a better movie, but it was funny. It was enjoyable. Probably, if you think about it too hard, you'd be like, this does not make sense. But sometimes I just don't want to think about it. I'm just like, I'm just going to go along for the ride. I mean, it was definitely not the best Men in Black movie. I mean, even I guess a lot of people don't like the second one. I kind of like the second one.
Second one kind of left you meh.
Yeah.
And Doug keeps pointing out like how the main villain keeps saying we'll have to agree to disagree. I think that guy said like 4 times.
I am not caught up on my Doug Loves Movies. I've only gotten to Dave Foley's Daughter, which if you haven't listened to that episode, do it.
Do it.
I told you that was good, sir. You were going to listen to it anyways, but...
here's what you said. There's one with a kid on it.
And I said it's really good. Or it's funny or something.
Yeah, Dave Foley's Daughter.
Yeah.
How about
I was
that?
Like, that doesn't say that she's on the panel. There's a kid on it. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't just mention like some random kid in the audience. Well, maybe I would.
You might have.
I maybe.
And Doug might interact with a kid in the audience.
He might.
He may. Anyways, yeah.
Possibly start off with, who the fuck brought their kid? This is a filthy show.
Whew. Ah, oh, that was funny.
Yes, it was.
Did you hear the one with the, was it a possum?
Yes. That was one on the road, right? Where they dipped the possum in cake?
Yeah, it was stuffed or something. It was like a stuffy, right?
A stuffy?
Like a stuffed animal.
Yes.
Okay.
You call those stuffies?
People call them stuffies.
I have a stuffy.
All right.
I'm going to get you a stuffy for your birthday.
No, 2.5-year-old people call them stuffies.
What was that?
I said 2.5-year-old people call them stuffies.
That was the last time I had one.
Lies.
No, since then he's only had furries.
I saw one when we were moving. Looked well loved. By that, I mean it had jism caked in its fur.
Oh,
I was
going to
say the bottom was crunchy.
Oh, dear.
Had a hole cut in it.
Yeah, you can see the stuffing.
My stuffing. Giggity goo.
Oh.
Biggity boo. Anyways, yeah, I mean, it's not something you have to see in the theaters. You know, like I said, if you think about it too hard, you probably won't like it. If you just want something, it has some funny one-liners, you know. Had the little twist at the ending. I enjoyed it.
Did they bring Michael Jackson back for another cameo?
No.
Shocking.
What a twist.
Yeah, no, they didn't really have any, like, big famous cameos. I mean, at one point they showed Lady Gaga on the screen, but it wasn't, like, Lady Gaga. It was just, like, a picture of Lady Gaga. I mean, you know, it was her, but it wasn't, like, her interacting. It was just like, here's a picture of Lady Gaga. Oh, she's an alien.
Kind of like they did in the first one, where they just showed pictures of random famous people and implied they were aliens.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to make this same joke again.
All right. Andy is furious.
No, just disappointed. Lazy.
Oh, did Tony Shalhoub come back for this one?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, not really. You don't really gotta like, get a lot of reoccurring characters this time around. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I got the impression Zed wasn't there.
He's not. Yeah, I think the only people that you get that are from the original movies are Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
They don't bring Linda Fiorentino back?
No.
That would have been quite a thing.
Did they have a falling out from that movie?
Well, they wanted to give Will Smith a love interest for part two, so they just wrote her out of part two.
Oh, okay. So she's like, fuck you guys, I ain't coming back.
Well, and also it wouldn't make sense. We have to unneuralize the chick who was barely a Men in Black for a year for some reason.
Pretty much.
Or I suppose they could run into her in the morgue again for some reason. But from the look of the trailer, the plot didn't seem to head that way.
Yeah, I don't think. That, I mean, they could make a sequel. Maybe they'll keep making it to the day they die.
Well, for Tommy Lee Jones, it's probably not too far off.
Oh, yeah, he was looking a little old.
Yeah. Yeah, he went from looking like, badass, rugged cowboy, I guess, to he seems like he's kind of shrinking in on himself a little more.
Oh, just like getting smaller from like...
Yeah, like his face seems to be kind of hollowing out. Like his skin seems to be a little less, I don't want to say youthful, but like... It seems to kind of hang off of him now. A little.
Did you guys see that picture of the truck driver who had, like, sun damage on one side of his face?
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Yes. Yes.
I have not seen this.
It supports my decision to stay indoors.
I think it will support a lot of people's decision to stay indoors. I think it'd be seeing a lot of pale people now. But anyway, who's seen that? Like, I think I'm going to avoid the sun as much as possible. Let me just find it. I have it right here. It was funny because someone else posted in my Facebook feed that women should work on their ass to be fit and that they should go get a spray tan because no one likes a pale ass or something like that. I'm like, you're kind of what's wrong with the world. Not
someone
totally.
Posted that on your Facebook page?
Sorry. One of my friends posted it on their page and it showed up in my feed.
Oh, okay. I was like, they were giving you a directive?
No. All
right, you need to get the women out there, and you need to get them looking good.
An ass, a nice ass, no matter what the color, is nice, you know?
Hence its term, the nice ass.
Yeah. And, you know, I support people getting fit, but you don't have to, and you don't have to spray tan. I think spray tanning is horrible. Ugh.
Yeah.
You're indifferent about it?
I wouldn't say it's horrible. I don't think it's awesome either. So it simply exists.
Yeah, I mean, it's in itself, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing. But people, like, is it spray tans that are bad for you? Or is it just the ones where you're actually getting the rays?
I'm sure the rays ones are much worse. I don't think that spray tan is necessarily harmful. I don't know.
I remember there's a big controversy over one of them. I think it might have been the one where you actually, like, you know, you're in the machine that shoots the rays, and, like, people are getting, like, letting their kids go in there, and, you know, people are getting upset.
I know. One of the things about a fake tan is it does not actually protect you from the sun like a real tan. You know, so, like, if you get a tan, then you are less likely to burn. If you get a fake tan, you are basically going outside with untouched skin ready to be burned.
Mm-hmm. Do people, like, think they're protected?
I think so.
Hmm.
People don't know shit. I don't know if you've noticed that, but generally people are dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Excellent.
Yep, there.
I think it's a source of a lot of my rage.
Despite all your rage, Andy, you're still just a rat in a cage.
This is true. This is true. Now,
later.
This is going a completely weird tangent, but I've been listening to far more dubstep recently than I think any 35-year-old should do.
Womp, 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 womp. You've seen Dubstep Cat, right?
Yes, you linked it on the fucking show.
It's hilarious, Tim.
Nah.
It is.
It doesn't help that I don't like dubstep, so I'm like, ugh, turn this off.
It's not that I like dubstep, that's why it's hilarious. It's hilarious because it's making fun of dubstep and hipsters. Only one.
Yes.
Well, it was too irritating for me even to watch, so I turned it off.
Anyways.
Oh my god, somebody has created a 1-hour loop
of Dubstep Cat
stereo skiffcha.
That's
awesome.
So, what about you and dubstep?
I have been listening to and enjoying dubstep way more than anybody my age should. I think I'm too old at this point to start picking up new types of music. I think I'm approaching the get off my damn lawn, you goddamn kids age.
This may just be my age showing, but dubstep sounds pretty much the same to me.
Like all of it?
Yeah, like it just sounds like they're doing the same thing to every song, and that makes it dubstep. And maybe I'm just not listening to really good dubstep, maybe I'm just listening to, like, you know, what people are just throwing out to kind of cash in on the trend. But just, yeah, it sounds like womp, 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 like, you know, adding that little beat and, like, I can't remember the other beat, but it just sounds like you're just adding that to a song and, like, oh, it's dubstep. I'm like, it sounds like the other dubstep song I just heard.
I don't know if I had, if I'd linked to this one on a previous episode, but it's a guy doing a really spectacular dance to a dubstep remix of Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
I have seen this.
The dance is awesome, but the song is also awesome. Like, I love just listening to that song. Or that remix of that song. I think it's because dubstep strikes me as like the heavy metal version of electronica. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but it's like they go, that's in every dubstep song.
Like, yeah, but it's taking it, like, it's taking horrible dissonant noise and making something more out of it.
Right, but once you do it once and it sounds like, and it sounds like that, like, you need to move on to something else. Like, yes, I've heard this exact beat before. Like, someone already did this. Like, try something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like each song is, like, drastically different from the previous song. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is, like, a totally different song. It just sounds like they're doing the same thing to each song and, like, you know, calling it to, I've already said that, you know. Anyways, you enjoy it. Good for you.
Fair enough.
I mean, could not listen to more than 10 seconds of that link you just linked us. I was like, turn this off!
Good, I found a new way to annoy my co-hosts.
Oh, have you seen the video? I think it's old, but it's a video of Dana Carvey, like, I'm cranky old guy.
No.
Oh, I mean, that was a character he did a lot on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, well, someone sent me a specific, like, link of one. Oh, it was making me laugh so hard. Like, he's, like, talking about wrapping, like, a chicken around his penis and having sex with that. And he's like, it sucked, but I liked it.
Yep, that sounds like the character.
I had never seen it.
Did he do it on stage, or was this on Saturday Night Live?
This is on SNL, on the Weekend Update. And it was so old that it had Dennis Miller. Like, he was, like, the host.
That was back when Dennis Miller actually was not a Republican.
I thought you were going to say it was so old that it had full Bush.
Probably did, because Dana Carvey also did Bush.
Well, isn't that special?
Let's see.
That's a church lady. Stop sucking.
All right, well, you guys keep talking. I'll find it real quick.
One thing I'll say about the Avengers, Superman could have kicked all their asses. Boom. Done. Deal with it.
Really? You think all of them, Superman would take them down?
At least individually.
But I'm not saying individually.
No. No, I didn't say, or you didn't say individually. You said you would have kicked all their asses.
All right, yes.
If you'd said kicked each of their asses, that would have been individually.
All right, Grammar Guy, suck a dick.
We can totally have Grammar Girl on here.
Maybe he could take them all on at once. Depends on how coordinated they were.
I don't think so. I think Hulk can take Superman. And I know they've had crossovers and they've let Superman win. I think that's bullshit because DC and Marvel make agreements of, all right, your top line guy will beat whoever we put him up against, and our
bullshit.
Top line
there's
guy.
There's no way Hulk can beat Superman. Mano a mano.
The whole point of the Hulk is just the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets, and it's unbounded.
Unbounded.
Superman would just fling him into space.
Hulk would find something and leap back.
How are you going to find something? It's space.
He'll find something eventually.
How? It's space.
He can run into something.
How? It's space!
Because there's shit in space!
Emptiness is out in space?
Tim, do you not understand what's
empty.
In space? There's planets, there's
nothing
asteroids.
Is in space.
He's the Hulk. You know what? I think the Hulk could probably steer himself in space by shitting violently.
How is he going to breathe in the time he gets to the point where he can shit himself violently to get somewhere?
Hulk hold breath.
Hulk
cannot hold his breath that long.
Your love of Superman defies logic, Tim.
It doesn't defy logic.
It
you guys
does.
Are just he's gonna fucking run into some scaffolding in space that'll kick himself back down.
There's shit in space, Tim. It's not
yeah,
like
but
space.
But there's vast, empty space in space. Hence, it's called space. The odds of you hitting something are astronomical.
How do you know? Tim, give me some numbers. Give me some facts.
Because I've researched this shit.
You did? All right, throw me some numbers out. Give me some statistics, buddy.
3. There's a number. Fuck yourself.
You have not researched anything. Again.
Think about how far we are from the moon. And that is the next nearest thing you can hit.
No, there is other shit in space besides the moon, besides stuff that's
like
floating
what?
Around, space junk, asteroids, comets.
Like, okay, there are no asteroids orbiting Earth in between the Earth and the moon.
I didn't say they're orbiting Earth. They go by.
I said the moon is the closest thing to us. You said there are other things in space.
That go by, Tim. It's not like they stay there or they rotate. They pass through.
They're not in between the Earth and the moon.
Sometimes they are.
Okay, Noah, not to take Tim's side, but all Superman would have to do is throw the Hulk out of the ecliptic, so not past the moon and past the asteroid belt and Jupiter and whatever, just up.
Okay.
Because most of the shit that orbits the sun orbits in a relatively flat plane, because it used to be a big disk.
But I'm just saying there's shit in space. It's not like it's just a vast emptiness. I mean, it is a vast
emptiness.
Yes,
but there is a vast emptiness with little shit sprinkled here and there.
But I'm thinking, you know, in overall astronomical terms, I think if you fly far enough in any direction, you're going to wind up in the gravity well of something.
Right, but at that
then
point...
again, we are talking about literally astronomical distances, so if Superman does not throw the Hulk at some enormous fraction of light speed, it will take more than the lifetime of suns for him to arrive there. Tim makes a good point. I counter with violent poo. I do believe that conservation of momentum means that the Hulk can probably shit a tiny turd out with enough force to send the rest of his mass in whatever direction he is not shitting in.
Well, then Superman throws him back into space and now he's out of shits.
I think that Hulk will just eat Superman when he gets there, and then he'll shit Superman out.
Yep, because there's a proven fight style of the Hulk where he eats his opponent.
You're assuming Hulk would just let Superman throw him into space?
Superman is faster than the Hulk and could do so.
Hulk can just grab Superman.
He moves at super fucking speed.
Yes. So does the Hulk.
No, he doesn't.
Your love
moves,
of Superman
he moves
is kind of faulted,
than human
Tim.
Speed.
Like,
I will grant you that he does not move at Superman speed.
Like, regardless of anything we say. Superman's been beaten by Batman.
Because you're making shitty arguments. Hulk does not move at the same speed as Superman. Yes, Hulk moves faster than human, but he does not move as fast as fucking Superman.
Okay, Tim. I'm a little bit disturbed at this point that you're going to such great pains to defend a known rapist.
He's never been convicted. In the eyes of the law, he's still innocent. If I defend Michael Jackson, I have to defend Superman.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Did you ever find the shit you were looking for, Noah? That's the only reason
we're having this
argument.
No, I didn't.
Too busy trying to defend your little bitch, the Incredible Hulk, who's floating in space, dying, gasping for air and freezing, and his eyes are popping out like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Nope.
That wouldn't happen.
I know, but it's still a cool visual. Especially because I picture the Hulk making the same noise.
Oh, well, I think I just found it on YouTube, so yeah, we'll link to that.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Yep.
Hooray!
That's it. I was trying to find my email, but that was not working out for me. It still cracks me up, just the beginning part.
Woo, look at Dennis Miller.
Young and spry, full of piss and vinegar.
He's like 6 years old in that clip.
Wow, you know what's funny about this? Now Dennis Miller is the grumpy old man.
Is he even doing anything anymore?
Dennis Miller? Oh, yeah. He does a lot of shit on Fox News. He had his own radio show for a while. I don't think that is anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's probably fallen off our radar because he is the red state comedian now.
Well, there you go.
It's funny. Dana Carvey looks much worse than this now, and he is arguably younger than he is playing right now.
Yes. Well, then again, he did almost die.
That's going to be... That's not going to be good.
That'll take a bit out of you. Oh, man. So You Think You Can Dance is back on the air. They had a guy...
About time.
What was that?
I said it's about time.
Yeah. It's been like a year. Love that show. Fucking love that show.
Do you really?
Had tried out several times.
Yes, he does really.
And I think he made it to their... So they have tryouts, and then they go to Vegas for a week, and it's like Hell Week. And at the end of that, they pick, like, the 20 or whatever people that are actually going to be on the show. And I think the guy had made it to Vegas like several times. But he was on trying out again. He was just on this week. And he was in a car accident 6 weeks before they had recorded this. And he was pronounced dead by paramedics. And then was in, like, they revived him and he was in a coma for 2 days. And 6 weeks later, he's back dancing like nothing ever happened. I was like, he dances great for a dead guy. Like, none of this zombie shit like Michael Jackson with, like, arms, arms. He's, like, doing flips and shit. It was amazing. Again, for a dead guy.
That's impressive, sir. I'm still not going to watch that gay show.
Exactly.
That's fine. Just because you don't appreciate talent.
I do appreciate talent. I appreciate it when it leaves me the fuck alone.
So Tim appreciates it when logic and talent leave him the fuck alone.
Who said anything about logic, sir?
Duly noted. Your entire rant about Superman beating the Incredible Hulk said everything.
There was nothing
I needed
illogical
to
about anything I said. What did I say that was illogical?
That Wait, Superman would beat the Incredible Hulk.
I have a question.
That's just a hypothesis. That's not illogic.
How come Superman just didn't throw Doomsday?
Let's get Grandma Girl in here to fuck Andy's ass.
How come Superman just didn't throw Doomsday into space?
He tried. Wait, he threw Doomsday in the air, but somehow.
Yes. Okay.
Doomsday did something. I could go get the book. It's sitting on my shelf.
I'm just curious because I seem like that would be the same way to be. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Book kisses.
Oh, shit. We need to wrap it up. I didn't realize we'd gone over an hour.
I love it, pulling it off, but not quite fast enough for Tim to yell, "Oh, shit!" in my son's ears.
Well, don't put the fucking things in your kid's ears.
You're a horrible person.
You're a horrible person.
You're
you know what podcast this is. Why would you subject your son to that?
This is true.
You didn't think this was fucking Fresh Air with Terry Gross? You know where you were fucking going.
It's Rank Air with Tim Babs. It's Shit on Andy Week.
Yep. It's every week. Well, so we should wrap this up. Remember, never trust Andy as a parent.
And this week I learned Tim loves Superman right in his butt.
You just learned that this week?
Yep.
Well, you're doing it. Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah@TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is a lie. TanCast. Tim has always loved Superman right in his butt.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys a story.
No, you didn't. You told us many stories.
I did.
You never forget to tell us a fucking story.
there was a specific story. Alright, well, Tim, you can toss this up out.
Hang on. I can tell you the story. Blah, 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 not funny. Blah, 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 Crocs. Blah, 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 food. Blah, 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 fat. Blah, 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 sick. Blah, 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 child. Did I get all of it?
Actually, between the two of you, you did. Good night, folks. Have a week.
Were we all recording for that still?
I am.
That could have been the end of the thing, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, you at least got the two of us.
You're a piece of shit, Noah.